This is an Indiana Jim's special report. Income in Crisis, Day 2.
Friday found Indiana Jim rehearsing for his role in the upcoming remake of Mr. Mom. After his chores, Jim put up a podcast which didn't work with a nifty little picture featuring burning money, a screaming woman, an angry Captain James T. Kirk, and a jubilant George Lucas winning an award. One of these things is not like the other, and we're pretty sure it has something to do with women since geeks can never get any. Jim's wife and Jared Axelrod were both unavailable for comment at the time. Meanwhile, Jim's job options became wide open as he received a tip from the vicar of Geek Radio Daily stating that adult films were always hiring. We're pretty sure this eliminates Jim from contention as he is neither an adult nor is he photogenic in any sense of the word. But since he used to sell PCs for Best Buy, he already has experience screwing others on behalf of his employer. Speaking of screwing others for money, the Star Wars prequels were on display as Jim's 6-year-old son watched episodes 2, 3, and 6, as well as both DVDs of Jendy Tartakovsky's Cartoon Network series. Yes, the one where General Grievous was actually impressive and didn't sound like a bad impersonation of Boris Karloff. Stay tuned for our next report, why George Lucas hates four-armed asthmatic cybernetic aliens and loves floppy-eared Jamaican reptiles. That's the way things stand after day 2 of Income in Crisis.
And now, coming to you not exactly live from
the Cliffs of Insanity!
A man who needs no introduction. That international man of geekery. That intrepid arch-geekologist, Indiana Jim.
Don't tell me you've never heard of me.
Indiana Jim? Indiana Jim? This is London calling. Come in, please.
So yeah, it's me, and that's day 2. This is my son. My son Towner, say hello.
Hello.
What'd you watch yesterday? What'd you watch? You watched something all day yesterday, would you?
It's third movie of Star Wars, I think.
The third movie of Star Wars? You watched the second movie of Star Wars in the morning, and you watched all the Clone Wars cartoons, right?
Yes.
And you watched the, you watched episode 3. And then you watched episode 3 today, didn't you?
Yes.
So, why did Daddy get fired?
Because he broke one of his rules.
What?
He broke one of his rules.
Of my rules? Did I make the rule?
No, you bossed it.
Okay, so that's great. So what are you doing right now?
I'm waiting until he gets Star Wars down.
What? Oh, what's Star Wars?
The game on the shelf in his closet.
Which Star Wars is that?
Where Qui-Gon gets stabbed.
Where Qui-Gon gets stabbed. Wait, that's... But what game is that?
That's episode 6.
No, that's episode 1. What game is that?
Lego.
Lego Star Wars?
Yes.
Which one do you like better? The 1 through 3 or the 4 through 6?
And the 1 through 6.
The 1 through 6. 1 through 6? There is no 1 through 6. The 1 through 3. Oh, look at that. Yeah, what? Wait, come here. I want... This is Madigan. She's 4. What did you just say to me?
Look at that booger.
Look at that booger. Huh, that's a big booger. That came out of your nose, huh?
Yeah.
Don't put it on my dress.
I'm not putting it on your dress. I'm folding it up so you can go throw it away. So, how old are you?
4.
Really?
She's 4 years old.
What's 2 plus 2?
3.
No, it's four.
It's four.
What's one plus one?
Two.
You're not supposed to give her the answers. Silly.
What's four plus four?
She's about the smartest.
Five.
Four-year-old girl you'll ever meet.
It's eight.
Okay. And so we found out yesterday that the Chrysler Concorde needs a new computer.
Because it's not working.
It kind of works when it wants to, so that ought to be fun. What else? We played soccer in the rain. That was exciting.
No, it was boring.
Oh, it was boring. I'm sorry.
Because Daddy didn't even have a hood jacket, but he had a hat.
That's right. I had a big floppy hat.
Yeah.
Big floppy hat.
It was funny. It looked funny on him.
So who's your favorite character on Star Wars?
Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. You like Darth Maul?
And Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn. I like all three of those.
Oh, okay. That's
three people. I like.
That's fantastic. You know, there was something else I was going to say, and I forget what it.
What?
What? Oh, I remember what happened with the files. I had to make a change in my PodPress settings. So if you have PodPress and you've made an upgrade recently, check to make sure your home URL setting is accurate, because mine was not. So
he won't even let me play the game that I want to play.
That's because he's rude and mean when he has to stop.
If I'm being rude in the middle of the game, we're going to have to stop it. And I get to play never again.
Yeah, but how many times have you been? How many times have I said never again?
I don't know.
That's because there's too many to count. Oh, yesterday we watched the Louisville Cardinals destroy the Arizona Wildcats, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh! Like by 39 points, it was insane.
And I have Louisville Cardinals shorts.
You have Louisville Cardinals shorts.
Yes.
They
can change whatever way they want to.
What's your favorite sport?
Louisville.
No, not your favorite team, your favorite sport, your favorite game.
The Giants and the Packers.
No.
No, that's part of football.
Yeah, that's the picture on Madden.
Oh.
You football is your favorite, right?
Yeah.
And who's your favorite team?
The Packers.
They are not either.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. What pillow do you have?
I do not like 49ers.
Whatever, goofball.
Nuh-uh. It's not my favorite team. The Packers are my favorite team.
That's just incorrect. What movie did you watch today? We watched the end of it.
National Treasure 2.
National Treasure 2. You like that movie?
Yes.
What's it about?
It's about boring stuff.
It's about what?
Just a regular movie, and it's about boring stuff.
Boring stuff. A regular, well, hang on, the four-year-old wants to get in here. What are you doing, Madigan?
This is Madigan, and she's only four.
Yeah, we've met her already.
I want to do it again.
Why?
I want to talk about this picture.
Wait, what picture is that?
Yeah, what is it?
There's the same. There's two of these pictures.
My
Little Pony picking flowers, and it's so purple.
It's not flowers. That's strawberries.
It's strawberries and flowers. See, flowers, strawberries, flowers, strawberries.
Oh, flowers and strawberries. What's it say on the front?
It says, I don't know.
You are berry sweet. Where'd you get that?
Berry sweet. It says
there's
berry.
Two of them. There's two of these.
Are there?
Yep.
I never seen the other one.
Now look, would you quit stealing her thunder? Young man? Madigan's talking.
Daddy.
So really, this is why I have to get a job, because if I have to stay home all the time with these people, I'm going to go mad.
Daddy. Yeah.
Get that off of there. So anyway, yeah, this is my attempt at making a daily podcast. You see what it turns into?
Hello?
Something ridiculous. And I don't even remember what I was going to say, so I'm just going to call it a wrap, and we're going to get out of here. So I got to make dinner and all that crap. So, yeah, well, anyway, after this is a promo, and we'll I'll see you whenever I see you next time. Say goodbye.
I used to play my game that I really want to play before Daddy cooks dinner. Before he cooks dinner.
While I cook dinner?
That is the same thing you did.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to play it when
anything you want, Daddy.
And I'm going to play while he's cooking dinner.
Okay, well, we got to go now, so say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll never be.
The Seventh Son podcast novel trilogy, author J.C. Hutchins sent you underground to a secret human cloning factory. You clawed your way to the surface. You survived. Prepare to head into hell again. Welcome to Brinkville Psychiatric Hospital, the setting for Hutchins' next novel, the supernatural thriller, Personal Effects. Dark Art. It's a rotten place with a bloody history. 9 stories of howling madness bricked inside an abandoned brownstone quarry. Locals call it the Brink. And now, J.C. Hutchins and creator Jordan Weissman are opening the doors of their bloody creation before the book's June bookstore debut. But you're not getting a guided tour of the Brink. You're being committed. Become a part of publishing history by admitting yourself to the Brink and becoming a patient of art therapist Zach Taylor. Inject yourself into the personal effects universe. Create a patient profile. Receive your admittance papers. Contribute artwork. And earn the insanely cool privilege to appear on Brinkvale Psychiatric's official website. Find your first art assignment now at jchutchins.net/thebrink. Fill out your patient paperwork, submit your art, and come back for more assignments. Get creative. Get crazy. Get committed. Go to jchutchins.net/thebrink for more information. Or visit jchutchins.net/personal effects to learn more about the book. Coming this June.